Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation. Today is March 27, 2011. God gave me three verses today, and two of them are repeated verses. The first one is 1 Corinthians 3:12, which reads, "Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble." 1 Peter 3:7 reads, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." Romans 3:23. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In my notes, this is what I wrote: Jesus Christ is my foundation. I build upon him gold, silver, and precious stones, value that serves his people, value that brings light, love, power, healing, and compassion. Jesus Christ is my husbandman. I am his bride. He bought me with a price. He adopted me into the family of God. He made me heir to the throne. I am his bride. Jesus saved my soul. He intervened on my behalf. He prayed to the Father, and the Father granted his prayer. Jesus said, "My Father gave them to me, and can no man pluck them out of my Father's hand." I belong to Jesus. Jesus is my rock. He is my foundation. I am his bride. Jesus is my salvation. My prayer and meditation this morning was so powerful and filled with so much emotion and so much passion. I was not to share that part of my meditation because it was for me and what I wanted to experience in my life. God did have me share an intimate moment with him once so far, because that moment, that prayer, was for his children and for those who are in darkness. The question, "What do you want?" was asked again of me today. When I'm asked that question, I write so much down. But each time I make a list, it didn't feel complete to me. It didn't feel quite right. So I said today, "I don't know, Lord, how to write what I want in words." I can feel what I want, but I can't write it in words. And when I said I can feel what I want, that was it. That did it for me. Because saying it that way, I opened up to the Father in such a way that my meditation was so powerful. The words just poured out of me because I went into that place of feeling what I wanted instead of thinking about what I wanted. That's why it's so important to feel versus think. Because when you think about what you want, you're just at that surface level. It's when you feel it. When you feel it, you can really pour out your soul and talk to the Father from your soul, from the deepest depths of your soul. And then you can express to the Father what you want. The words will flow from that deeper part of you of what you want. And it'll feel true. It'll feel complete. And that's what I was missing all those other times when asked, what do you want? It's easy to write down hundreds of things of what I want. But when those hundreds of things are written down, it seems that something is still missing. The feeling, the emotion, the passion, that's what was missing. And I thank God for giving me the clarity so that I would know how to answer that question. What do you want? I am so grateful to God for always being there and always, I just love his patience. I love his patience. He will give you a verse 1,000 times if necessary. He will repeat the question 1,000,000,000 times if necessary. Until you get it. Until you understand how to respond. And I am so grateful. So grateful. So grateful for his love and his patience and the way he teaches me. I am so grateful. God the Father is good, is good. Finally understanding the meaning behind what do you want. And I know that you can tell that I went off my notes and getting back on it. I thank you for your patience and your understanding. Because sometimes when I'm reading my notes, I just go off into what's coming to me at the moment. And then I get back in my notes. So to keep you from being confused, I'm now going back to my notes, so you may hear some repetition again. What do you want? I thank God for giving me more clarity because I was able to answer that question the right way. I also understand now why God gave me 1 Peter 3:7 again. He wanted me to see and remember that Jesus is my husbandman. We are his bride. He protects us, prays for us, watches over us, cares for us. He is our strength. Jesus is all a man is to be for a wife. Jesus is my husbandman. I am his bride. Jesus treats me the way a man is supposed to treat his wife. He protects me. He takes care of me. He prays for me. He loves me unconditionally. He is always there for me. He is always watching over me. He is always looking after my best interests. He is my husbandman. I am his bride. And I am so grateful that God gave me this verse again to show me that Sandra, There is still something I want you to get out of this verse. I'm giving it to you again, Sandra, so that you can understand what that meaning is, that message is that I have for you. Because when God gave me this verse a third time, I said, Lord, this is to me now. I'm not a husband. The last time you gave me this verse, it was a message to the men. I'm not a man, Lord, but you're giving me this verse. What do you want me to get out of this verse for me? There must be something in here you want me to know. What is it? And this is what it is. He wanted me to know that Jesus is my husband. Jesus is doing for me what a husband is to do for his wife. And he's reminding me that we are his bride. It's in the Bible that we are the brides of Christ. We are the brides, the bridesmaids. And I was like, oh my God, yes, that's what I'm supposed to get from this for me. That's what God wanted me to understand and to remember. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, like, oh my God, Jesus is such an example for us in every part of our lives. He is our example. I know I'd be saying he has come here to show us how to live this life. He is the example for everything. Even the example of the husband. Jesus played every role. That is why life is so simple. Because Jesus did it all. He did it all. He is the foundation. He is the rock. What are we building on that foundation? What are we building? Are we building the diamonds? Are we building the precious stones? Are we building the gold? Or are we building the hay and the wood and the stubble? Are we building what will last? Are we building what is eternal? Are we building what will burn up in the fire? That is God's message. What are we building on the foundation that the Father has given us, his only begotten precious Son, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation of our life. And it's up to us what we build upon that foundation. What we build upon is the life we're going to end up living. What life are you building for yourself? What material are you using for your foundation? What material are you using? Jesus is the foundation. God has planted that. That is a given. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of that, he sent us Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to be the salvation, to be the salvation of our souls. Jesus Christ is everybody's foundation, but it's up to us what we build on that foundation. I am building gold and silver and precious stones. I am building those things that stand the test of time. I am building those things that will stand the test of fire. It will not burn up in the fire because it's solid. It's solid. Build what is solid on the foundation because Jesus is solid. Jesus is the rock. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is. What are we building on that foundation? When I did my meditation, when I poured out my soul, when I opened up my heart to the Father, when I answered that question, what do you want, finally the right way, I felt my heart expand even more. It was stretched out so wide, I could feel God pouring even more of his love into my heart. God loves us so much. Yeah.
God loves us so much. If we could just understand the deepest depth of that love He has for us. Oh, when you think you're in that place and that you can't get any bigger, you just can't imagine how big God can make you. I am so happy and so free. But God has shown me today that there's more. No matter how happy and free I feel, there is always more. You can't imagine what God has for you. It's too large. It's too large. And anything that you can imagine, know that is not enough. Know that it's greater than that, because God is huge. And everything He does is huge. And you cannot see what He does. You can't, because He always has more for you. And when you reach a place in your life when you are ready to receive more, He will give you more. God will fill you up. And when you learn something new, when your mind, your heart expands larger, He's going to fill that up until you're full again. And when you get even more clarity and understand more and open up more, He's going to fill that opening up with more, more power, more light, more love. You will continue to expand. There is no end to expansion. There is no end. Don't be satisfied with what you have. There's always going to be more. God has shown me that. He has shown me that. And He will show you how to open up your heart to receive. He will show you how to ask the right questions the right way. God is there for you, and He will show you every step of the way. All you have to do is be open to receive. Be open to receive. Ask questions. Ask them until you ask the right question. Because the right question will come, and God will answer you. He will answer you in such a mighty, mighty, mighty way. It will blow your mind. Oh, God is good. God is good. God is good. Before I forget, let me read to you the message God gave me after I wrote my notes. Because I'm always asking God for a special message. A special message just for me. And this is His message. Open eyes see much. Open heart sees all. Thank you for allowing your heart to expand. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. You are loved. You are strength. Carry on to the promised land. Love, 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 my daughter. Enjoy the ride. For it is a journey of life meant for you. A journey of life meant for me. We each have our own journey. And as long as Jesus Christ is our foundation, as long as He is the foundation of our lives, we are on a magical journey. A magical journey. And we will expand to such degree. My God, my God. Who is your foundation? Who is your foundation? And what are you building on that foundation? Are you building what is eternal? Are you building what will stand the test of time? Or are you building
what would be burned up in the fire when tested? Are you building on your foundation wood and hay and stubble? Build that which you want to experience in your life. If you want to experience temporary pleasures, then continue to build what is temporary. If you want to build and experience what is everlasting, what is powerful, what is of value, then build what is eternal and everlasting. Build the gold, the silver, the precious stone. Build the strength and the value. For our lives are precious, but we have free will to live it as we choose. How do you choose to live yours? I choose to live mine where I can give value to God's children, where I can live and experience the power of God in my life so that I can bring forth and send out His love and His light and His power. I enjoy feeling the power and presence of God within me. I enjoy being basked in His love. I enjoy feeling His energy and His presence always, always. The things that I ask for, I know God has granted them. Because with that, I felt the release. I felt the release. The lifting up. And God confirms everything. And as He has confirmed in His special message to me, carry on to the promised land. Carry on to the promised land. Enjoy the ride. For it is a journey of life meant for you. I asked for the right thing, and I asked for it the right way. Don't ever give up on your dreams and goals and desires. Don't ever give up. Seek God. Look at your life and answer the question, who is your foundation? And what are you building on that foundation? Seek God for everything that you want to experience in your life. Ask the right questions. And have God's backup. Have God in your plan. Always have God in your plan. Thank you again for listening to my meditation notes and experience. I enjoy sharing with you because I know there are those of you out there who are on your spiritual path, who are on your journey of transformation and awakening. And I am thankful that God has asked me to do this. Because this is normally out of my own comfort zone. But lately I've been doing things out of my comfort zone. But we have to step out of our comfort zone in order to grow. In order to receive more. And to receive a greater magnitude of what we want to experience in our life. We have to step out of the comfort zone. Because that's where it's at. That's where it's at. In the unknowing. Step into the unknown and receive blessings from God. May God continue to watch over you. May His mercy continue to be upon your lives. I pray for you each and every day that you will find the truth within yourself and be all that you are. May God's blessings be upon you each and every day. Thank you again so much for being you and for hearing my experiences and for sharing in my experiences. May God bless you always.